Dickey News. I'm Ben Thomas. 270 electoral votes needed to win the presidency. Kamala Harris has accumulated 167. Donald Trump now at 210. But there are plenty of states yet to be called, including all seven battlegrounds. Lisa Dwyer has more on the Electoral College.
It's a 538-member group that elects the president. The framers of the Constitution set it up to give more power to the states and as a compromise to avoid having Congress decide the winner. To win the presidency, a candidate must first secure 270 electoral votes. More weight is given to a single vote in a small state than to the vote of someone in a large state, leading to outcomes at times that have been at odds with the popular vote. It also affects how candidates campaign, because the outcome is almost certain in solidly Republican states and solidly Democratic states. Candidates tend to focus most of their efforts on a handful of swing states that have split their votes in recent elections. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Control of Congress also at stake, and Jennifer King has the call on a key Senate race.
In heavily Democratic Maryland, Angela Alsobrooks defeats a popular centrist Republican Larry Hogan in the Senate race. In her campaign, the Prince George's County executive emphasized abortion rights and gun control and raised questions about the former governor's intentions since he would be caucusing with fellow Republicans. Alsobrooks will be Maryland's first black senator and will join a handful of black women ever elected to the U.S. Senate. In an AP interview, Alsobrooks said she heard concern from many voters about the direction we're headed for people to make reproductive choices. Hogan, a vocal critic of Donald Trump, was the most formidable GOP candidate in Maryland in years, a former two-term governor in a state where Democrats outnumber Republicans 2-1. Hogan said he wanted to help people keep more of their hard-earned money and that Alsobrooks would be a rubber stamp for the tax and spend agenda. I'm Jennifer King.
Abortion rights advocates lost a Florida ballot measure, but won in Maryland, New York, and Colorado. This is AP News. In Georgia, Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis has won her bid for re-election. She's the prosecutor who's brought election subversion charges against former President Trump. And Julie Walker has the story of an effort to relieve some Election Day stress.
While voters in Phoenix, Arizona waited in line to cast their ballots, they also got to cuddle with two puppies, courtesy of the Arizona Humane Society. Joe Casado says the pups are up for adoption, so it's a win-win.
What better way than bringing some puppies out to the polls to give someone a little reward and a little serotonin boost just for coming out today and voting?
He says voting can be stressful, and the puppies help with that.
People have thanked us for being out here. They've said it's made their morning.
Casados was showing off Daphne and her sister Carly, 10-week-old Cairn Terrier mixed puppies, one black and white, the other tan and white, whose mom came in as a stray. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.